What up, guys? So I have to admit, these unplugged episodes were shot a month ago. So before this episode begins, I want to give this interview an intro. Pablo recently came back from his trip from Disney World, and me and him have been wanting to collab for a long time. And knowing that he came back to Disney World, I was like, you know what? I think it would be a great idea to hear his experience and see how Disney World is handling, how they're doing with their COVID protocols and whatnot, because I definitely think that's going to reflect what's going to happen here in Southern California. So we thought, hey, let's talk about your experience in Florida and like, you know, what's going to happen here in California once we're opening up, which is might be pretty soon. So enjoy this next episode of Unplugged with Pablo. So without further ado, here's the next episode of Unplugged.
What up, guys? Welcome more time to this episode of Unplugged. My name is Qatar, of course, and my good friend, I got my buddy Pablo from my old club cosplay days. Dude, how you been? What's I see working out. You're looking thinner, you know.
Thank you.
You went to Disney World recently. How was that?
Okay, that was really, really interesting. It was really fun. It all started off with I think the flight rates were really low. Ridiculously low. And everybody was like, well, I don't know. I'm not going. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, why not? I know how to take precautions, and going to Walmart's really like a hassle as it is. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be similar to going to Walmart. And
that's
sure
a good
enough,
analogy.
It was like, huh?
That's a good analogy.
But honestly, yeah. Going to Walmart was more hassle than going to Florida. It was actually the most, I mean, comparing to both, the states are what people would see on different aspects. I mean, I don't want to go too crazy into that, but like when I was going through, like from here, as I hit LAX, of course, everybody's wearing masks. That's cool. For that, make sure, you know, we all go through, you know, I don't want to get sick in regular general.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, I get, you know, so, get through, get on the plane. Everybody says wear masks, I'm wearing the mask, waiting there. I had no problem with it. Get on the plane. Everybody's still wearing it. I think there was one person that started a little hassle a bit for, I guess they wanted to wear their, it's like a painter's mask.
Oh, the like, shield.
Yeah. The shield, but it was more the two little breathers.
Oh, like when you're
painting.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess they didn't want that because it's a breathing app, you know, a breathing hazard for like in case something happens. So they were throwing a big hassle, but afterwards they said, you either get off the plane, and they were like, well, I guess so. They were making them get off the plane, and I guess they resituated themselves real quick and they were back on the plane. I don't know how that happened. Honestly, I thought they were just going to kick them off, but
did let the guy go back on?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was like, okay, spend like about 10 minutes while they figured it out. And then they were like with double masks and everything. I was like, okay, whatever. I mean, you're taking the chance already. Why are you even tripping? If you're really that scared, you should have just stayed at home. But, you know, like, I mean, I get it. You know, you want to stay safe, but you can't go and try to play some sort of thing where you're wearing this big old mask where they're saying, okay, you possibly, you know, suffocate if something happens. You know what I mean? That's what they were trying to tell them. It's like that mask will make you suffocate if you're up in the, you know, that atmosphere.
They make a point because, you know, air pressure and whatnot. So.
Right. And so they were saying that would make you pass out, but they didn't want to hear that. So I don't know. Anyways, that was all on the side. Got on the plane, got over there. Everybody's wearing a mask all the way out from the, I think it was, what do you call that terminal? Orlando Terminal.
Mm-hmm.
The MOU, Orlando Metropolitan, something like that. But anyways, I get there and I'm like, okay, everybody's wearing masks. And I'm wondering, it's like, what's going on? You know, like everybody's always saying that, you know, this side is not listening or not wanting to listen. So I'm like, okay, all right, let's see how it goes. Get there, get my bags, get on the, get to the bus. So that way I can get to my rental car. Cause I guess I didn't research that little part. The rental car place was down the street from the airport. So. Mm-hmm. But they picked you up, so it wasn't that bad. It was like, as soon as I got there, I just walked to the bus stop. They picked us up, took us to that little spot, and we picked up the car, and that was fast.
Oh, yeah?
So, still wearing masks. Everybody's wearing masks all the way from there to the rental car. Get to the rental car, pick up the car, go to the hotel. They won't let me in without even making sure that I have my mask on, even on the way to the note. So I'm like, okay, so everybody's making sure we're wearing this.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I don't see what's going on here. So get there, check in, put my bags there. It's about seven at night by the time I get to Florida. So go around. I'm like, okay, well, we need to pick up some stuff because we couldn't bring a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to weigh your luggage down. So we went to the Walmart down the street. And they all were wearing masks, man.
Okay.
So I was like, and then I started thinking, I don't want to say a little bit too much into politics, but I do recall on the maps when they were doing their voting. Remember, you know how they do the electoral whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, certain spots are blue. Certain spots got voted red. Well, yeah. I take it Orlando voted blue. So that's what I'm thinking. It gave me a little bit of a consensus to think that, okay, you know what? Mm-hmm. They're following us. They're chilling and they're following us. So they're saying, hey, you can't come in with that one. Can't walk in with them down here. You can't walk in with it right here. You don't go in. So it's like, okay.
It is one of the more international spots of Florida, so just because of the theme really parks.
Pushed it.
So it's like, okay. Because Orlando itself is a very international beacon point for Florida. So it makes sense for the precaution.
Yeah, so actually they're pushing that all the way through, and I'm all hearing like everybody saying no, everybody saying yes. I'm like, okay, go through there, go to Walmart, and that Walmart was actually more compliant than going to Walmart in California.
It feels like it, dude. I was just shopping today, and I'm like, you always see that. I was like, dude, just wear your just put your mask on over your It's not hard. It's not hard. Like it's not even that. Come on, like it's not that much of an inconvenience to like just wear a mask if. If this whole thing wasn't politicized, I think like because when I go to the hospital and I go to a sanitary area, like my father was in the ICU for a while, I had to wear a mask. You know, I was like, I'm not wearing a mask. Like, no, that's what you do to be sterile for everyone else. And it's like, come on. I understand the hot summer days when it's hot and stuff, and like, but at the same time, it's like it's. I don't know. It's hard to get in this conversation without getting political.
I'm not going to go too far. I'll tread touch. You know. You know.
The honest thing is, public safety. There's nothing political. There's nothing political about public safety. So, like, that's why where I'm like, well, if you believe one thing, no. I red or blue, I want you to be safe and healthy, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's what it comes down to.
I mean, nobody wants to really get sick in general. I don't want to catch the regular cold either.
Yeah, exactly.
Then that throws me off for 3 days, 4 days out of work, and then that makes me have to back up and catch up on things. I have to do double paperwork.
Exactly.
So that doesn't help me.
Nobody wants to stop working, but we have to stop working.
Well, of course, right now I'm on what do they call it? Like the
sabbatical.
The site's shut down, so I can't do anything. So literally, I'm on like for the moment.
Oh, I'm on pause too because I have really no events can start until people can do outside stuff. Because the thing about in Florida right now, they're taking the bullet. We're not going to have restrictions. We're not going to have these things mandatory, so it's kind of a Wild West out there, or Wild East for that matter. But from what you're telling me is, although those are the rules, you can do what you please. At least in some areas where people are more likely minded to wear masks, they're doing it. So
here was the thing: it was tripped out. Like going to Disneyland. Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Going to Disney World, you cannot pull that mask down.
Yeah.
They made sure.
Yeah.
And they made sure they told you. They made sure they told you in the parking lot. They made sure they told you on the way to get to the tram, on the way there, all the way to there. They told you, if you pull that down, you ain't coming in. And you're going to be escorted off the property. And that was all over the place. They made sure, you know, if it slipped a little, hey, you better now, you know, like, we're not playing this. If I catch you again, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a little, you know, here and there, maybe somebody slipped a bit, but they fixed it. Everybody was not messing with it, you know? It wasn't
Do they correct people? Like, it has to be above the nose, they tell people?
Yeah, or? It had to be right there on the bridge.
They tell you, wow, I love Disney.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was even shocked. I'm like, why can't we do that here? But there's so much things going on, I don't want to get too far into that.
No, I know.
But I want to ask you because
you were at Disney World and you got to experience your, I think it's going to give us a good idea of what's going to happen here when our parks open up, because I already have like feelings and ideas of how it's going to be, because I do keep up a lot of, well, what you went through, and also like other YouTubers and people going to Disney World right now. But it seems like I trust Disney. I've gone to Downtown Disney. I haven't gone recently just because it's peaking here, so I don't want to take a chance. But I mean, when I get vaccinated, when more people get vaccinated, then I'll be more comfortable going out. You know? Because then it's like people are more commonly immune. You know.
Yeah, I got my first dose actually. I'm on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right. We talk about that too later. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. I just want to say like I have theories of what's going to happen after, and you know, and hearing what you're going to go through is going to help us kind of figure not what kind of better explain how Disneyland's going to look post COVID, you know, at least for a while. Yeah. And I don't think masks and social distancing is going to be forever. It's going to change socially for a while, but we're going to easily kind of go back to not easily, but you know, eventually people are going to feel more comfortable and people are going to be vaccinated and, you know, it'll be a better experience. But there's going to be a while where we're going to have a much very different park experience. And when you went to the park, I want to ask you, did you stay at a Disney resort or did you stay at Offsite or
Ben? I stayed at the Embassy Suites right adjacent from the airport.
Okay. And how are their COVID?
They actually took everything into precaution. They made sure my room was sanitized. They had the sticker on there that nobody entered that room until I checked in. They didn't give me anything unless I asked for it. So if I needed towels, I had to call them in and they had to drop it off. So nobody goes in there to clean the room unless I call them and they do it. And then they will reseal the dining room like if nothing ever was like it was sanitized and sterile. Breakfast. They actually serve breakfast. And for like, you know how like normally like I think it's Embassy Suite in Anaheim that they do like some sort of like buffet breakfast kind of thing. Well, they still had the same setup, but the cook would actually serve you the whole breakfast on there. And a lot of their stuff was prepackaged. The fruit, they had fresh fruit and everything, but they wrapped in saran wrap. So there was bananas, apples, everything. All fruits were plastically wrapped. So if they wanted to grab one, you know, that's what you were supposed to. I mean, I work with food and everything. So that's pretty much what we were told to do. A lot of people don't want to do that, but they did it to make sure they can open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they wrapped those fruits up. They made sure that the cups are sterile. They were in a spot where you can get one cup at a time, you know.
So it was a buffet, but the buffet was, everything was portioned out. So you okay.
If you wanted to get one thing, you can only be touching one thing. You weren't going into the silverware bowl and grabbing silverware out of the, you know, out of the little bowl with touching all of them. You can only grab one because it was a dispenser that shot one. There was everything. Coffee was all there. You poured it into that thing. Mm-hmm. Everything was disposable. No ceramics. Everything was just disposable cups and everything. The plates were disposable. Everything was just all around. Nobody was rewashing that right there. When you were done with your breakfast, that was it. You tossed that and you were done. That was a good thing.
That's cool. I'm glad that like things are very sanitary, very like, you know.
Yeah.
But a big concern right now for me is post COVID is the environmental the take that what's going to happen because
we're producing
a lot of waste and it's like
right now
but we have to and it's just like that kills me. So it's one of those things.
It's a win lose. We're making more trash, but there is some downfall. I want to say this at least so that way somebody, you know, like. Make sure people hear this. The snow. I went to the snow this past week with all the snow on the mountains of California. Mm-hmm. And I stayed my distance from other people. You know, it's kind of hard, but I mean, there was quite a bit of people when they started seeing snow. Everybody's trying to find the you know, vacant property to go play.
Yeah.
One thing that made me very upset was people were ditching their discarded face masks into the ground.
Yeah.
And throwing their trash and leaving their broken sled frisbees. And this was up around your Big Bear area, up near, I believe I heard some people were doing that in up near the LA County areas where they were having snow, where people could drive up there. Mm-hmm. And they were ditching their trash, like they would do stack lunches and everything. There is some towns that do have, you know, like their resorts where they have, like, you know, they bake fresh pies and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, well, a lot of those have been hurting. Those people have been hurting because they haven't been able to open. They were able to open. And not only were the people just going up there, of course, you know, you bring a picnic lunch, that's fine. But these people are like, you know, they're going over there and they're sitting at their supposed area where they had it, where it was dining. They're just sitting there with their own meal and everything, but they're leaving trash.
Get the fuck out. They're
not even taking their trash to the trash can. There's even a can there and they don't want to throw that away.
That's awful.
So that was very sad.
That's awful.
That's very awful. I was like, wow, are you serious? I mean, we get
were the younger kids? Were they younger kids or were they just shitty people, huh?
No, it was just adults. And they were teaching their kids. I was like, are you serious? Come on, people. We get to go out once out of this whole year where nobody's really throwing the book at us right now, and you're going to throw trash everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously.
I think being festered in for so long and not being social first, maybe it's not being social to some people. Some people are just like zoning out of just common decency, you know? Yeah. But I mean, honestly, that's how the world's been lately, which is sad to say. So with that said, look, be safe, but also, you know, throw away your waste away. Put your waste away.
You know,
recycle.
Look out for each other.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I shop, I always return my. I know it's dumb, but I always return my cart to the cart area. Because, like, I know what it's like to work. I know what it's like to have that as a job. If sometimes I'll even like go to the guy, like, hey, take he's out now. I'll give it to him. You know, like, I try my best to not leave a mess. I mean,
yeah,
there's oversight, of course, but for the most part, I try to. If I bring something, I take it. You know, that's kind of the rule.
At least, you know, like if I have like a, like an old, like my receipts, you know, a lot of people get the receipt, but then they just toss it.
Yeah.
You know, I like to hold on to my receipt, even though it's like, I know it's like maybe some candy or something like that, or like a soda that I bought, but they gave it to me anyways. I'll put it in my bag. I'll put it in my pocket. I'll throw it in my car. And then I have a trash can in my car.
Yeah.
So that way I can, you know, I can toss it out. Yeah. I'm not going to go toss it on the floor. That's just bad.
And sometimes, you know, if there's another toilet paper scare, you can always have extra receipts right there.
Oh, yeah. Man, seriously, people?
That was a bad decision.
Oh, my God. And then they're buying it by the bulk. And I'm like, are you serious, people? Come
on. It's better now. Like, you know what?
Yeah, it's better now.
We ran out of it because, like, you know, there was a big here's the thing. This is America's first pandemic in a long time, at least for our modern age. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. So I hope that this I shouldn't say experience because people died. So it's not experience. It's a tragedy. But I hope what's going on will be a humbling experience for not only us but for the world, because you know something like this was bound to happen. Like this was just a powder keg waiting to happen. So I think it should be forewarned. It should be forewarned that you know we need to be prepared.
At least a little reflection on this one. So that way for the next. I hope not the next, but if it happens the next, you know.
Yeah.
Let's like, be a little more.
I always tell people, like, be thankful it's not zombies because we'd be fucked. We would be.
Oh man, that'd be it. That would be the end. Everybody would be shooting each other. Just
we'd be so fucked. Oh my God.
Yeah. So bad.
But so you. Okay, let me know about let me hear about your experience going, because like I said earlier, I got a chance to go to Downtown Disney I see how prepared they are to keep everyone safe and whatnot. Also,
they're getting ready. I would say they're almost ready. I have a feeling it's more they're fighting with safety of the people with the way everything's been implemented from here, at least here. Because over on that side, they're doing everything as humanly possible to be ready to open, like to opened up. And they're following the same thing over here. It's just, I think our work morale in this area has been really shot. They're going and they're making sure they keep distance. They don't go and hang with people. They're making sure everything's open, not touching too much. Of course, people are grabbing things, but they're making sure they're sanitizing as well. They have aerosols, and there'll be like, you know, like certain items on the, you know, like the souvenir shops are open, so they're spraying a little bit of this light aerosol on top of the items, like the plastics, like the, you know, the bubble wands and all those other little knickknacks and stuff. They're spraying those because that's where all the kids are touching. And they're making sure that they're trying. But they're making sure everything for that.
I was at the market and like this mom in front of me and like she was pushing the cart, but the kids are like the kids are orbiting around her and like planets, but they were touching things and dancing and touching things and dancing throughout the every aisle. I'm like, oh, these motherfucking, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're kids, I get it, you know, but it's like, come on. Just like you don't see your kids, but some parents, I don't have kids, you have kids, so these zone after a while. You're just like,
I try not to take them too much because it's like I don't want them. I did find that kids can carry it, but they, you know, they're not really getting it. So, like the whole COVID, like they some have, but they're carrying it. They'll have like a light fever and they'll go away. Like if it was just like a random thing, but they're giving it to the parents, so that's sort of like out. I don't like to take them out for that, even that reason. I don't want to experience that, you know.
Good on you. In Florida, when you went to Disney World, when you got to Disney World, did you take a bus or did you take rent a car?
I rented a car. Okay. I drove in there and parked at the parking structure. I was able to take the ferry and I took the tram back to the parking structure. Made sure the ferry, because there's a ferry that takes you all the way through, that they made sure there was green dots to make sure nobody was standing 6 feet, that the people were standing 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. If you had a group, if it was like about six people, they try to keep you on one dot and huddled together. So that way you didn't go and hang out with somebody else's dot. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was cool.
I could see how people, I understand how people find how silly it is, how silly it sounds. But at the same time, it's like, look, the reality is, if we were going to be super safe, you all be home. But hey, we're letting you come out to do these activities because we think that if you do it this way, it's safer than just being out and fucking hugging everybody, you know? So as silly as it sounds, you can either like do it or get the fuck out. I get it. I'm listening to you and it sounds like I have to huddle with people. Like it sounds like from what we used to do, from just like going somewhere and waiting in line, to be like, no, we have to stay with this small circle with your family, huddle in a circle. Like that sounds ridiculous to me, but like it's safe and you came with these people and like that makes complete sense from airflow. Like that makes sense, you know?
Yeah. They don't want, you know, that way you have, you know, there's some air to get through, you know, you're not huddled like, you know, how we used to huddle in there.
Yeah.
You know, like here's for example, like when you go into Haunted Mansion, you know how you have to take the elevator down? You know how they bum rush everybody into that little elevator?
Actually, they don't have an elevator in Florida. They have
they
have a foyer that simulates our elevator.
It's a foyer that lifts it, but
yeah, the roof grows. Oh, nice. Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, I had to like clarify that.
For ours in Disneyland.
You know
how they make you squash in there?
Yeah, the dead center, which literally would be the dead center now. I've heard stories of how different rides have changed their queues for quarantine, for COVID, but you'll explain that later. I know with Haunted Mansion, they don't do the show anymore. They just keep it as a walkthrough. I don't know how they're going to do that with ours, because ours has an elevator.
That one's going to be a hard one.
Yeah. And like, no easy access.
The way it is it has to take the elevator down.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is they're going to have to like either bump it fast or do it keep it closed until we're back to running operation, but at least, you know, that would at least make sense for that, right? At least.
Or if they can install like a air purifier within that, you know, that's constantly flowing, maybe, you know, but well, there are a lot of different ideas I'm thinking, but let's hear more about your trip. And like, so you took your car, you parked, you went the ferry, ferries were,
They made sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, for, purchasing the tickets, they made sure that it was up to, I think, 30 or 25% capacity. I can't remember the number, but I know we could not be, it was not as packed as like a normal park day.
Yeah.
So they made sure that that was on low and you had to make reservations.
Do you know the percentage? Do you know the percentage? Do you know how like it was 25% or was it?
I think it was 25 to 30%. I can't remember the exact number, but I know it was between those two numbers. I just can't remember it off the top of my head.
If that was here in California, that sounds amazing. 25% capacity.
Oh my god! It was. I was able to get on every ride over there.
At
the Magic Kingdom, and that was pretty nice. I will say that they put in plexiglass. There's what we don't have that they do is there's a Snow White ride that's like sort of like a little roller coaster, sort of like a simulation of
It's the mine train. Yeah.
Well, it's the ways, mine train, the waiting queues, they have plexiglass in between the queues.
Yeah.
So there's You know how all those little zigzags and cues and everything inside the ride itself.
They're covered up,
there's plexiglass to make sure you're not looking exactly right through them. And there's barrier lines so that way you're not standing 6 feet, you're 6 feet apart in line as well. Okay. However, the line for that went around the ride itself, but it wasn't long.
Yeah.
So it looks long, but you're literally waiting about the same amount of time as it would be if it was sort of like on a medium busyness, but it's just the distance is a little longer. That's about it.
Okay.
But it's going the same speed.
Were people respecting their distances or were some people being little dicks or everyone's being pretty?
No, actually they made sure and there was people in there making sure. So there was like a staff keeping tabs to make sure that the lines were taken care of.
Okay.
And
because there's always one, you know, there's always you're just like, I had to go to Disneyland. There's always that one for like that one asshole.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked there. I did not experience one.
You had an asshole free day.
I get a one at a market. I get maybe three at a Walmart. I get about seven. They're going from Costco. I got none that day. Wow. And I was like shocked.
Okay.
There was like, nope. Everybody was keeping everything the way they were supposed to. Walking past each other, no one was trying to bump into each other.
For tickets, what did you use? Scanner? Or was it on your phone? Or was
I got the Magic Band.
Oh, Magic Band. Okay. Magic Band. That instant. Oh, okay.
However, the Magic Band is awesome. It just sucks when you can't use it during COVID times because it's more along the line of fast passes and bumping through parks.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, however, it's basically your annual pass on your wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they need that over here.
I think that's the plan. That's the overall plan eventually having.
Yeah, I know they were trying to go with the phone itself, but actually having the band itself is so much more advanced with it that even the phone is cool to have it synced with it, which it's synced to the band as well.
Yeah.
But it's minimal contact and it's also, you just go like this real quick and you don't even have to touch the plate. The plate actually picks it up right as soon as you pass.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of the new, membership program, you know, because you and I both don't have passes anymore. Like that's just what happened over the break, which sucks, but I understand.
Five of them.
Oh yeah, because you have your kids too, right?
And
your
family. I have five, man, and they're all gone.
Hey, at least I mean, five less payments.
So, they're refunding it, so you know, not bad. I'm not upset, but now it's like, okay.
I'm not sure where I'll be financially, you know, when I go back. Mm-hmm. But I want to get a membership, whatever, when it happens. Mm-hmm. But time will tell. We just gotta wait, but. Your trip to Florida was probably the closest, you know, experience that we're going to get until we open up.
I did hit Universal as well.
Okay. Let's talk about, let's kind of go through Disney first and we'll go back to, I want to hear Universal.
Okay. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you were passes, you got in with your band and then pretty easy, people social distance. Have you been to Disney World before that? Before COVID, have you been before?
No.
Is it your first time? So it's your first time.
That was my first time everything.
oh shit, man. Like, cause I'm, we're due for a trip. We might've gone, we almost went in October, but then we decided not to, cause we want to wait till, you know, this is maybe in a better spot. Cause my brother's supposed to have some kind of, like business trip there, and I was going to like tag along, you know, but it was canceled. Yeah. So like, okay, we're not going to do it. But it's still something I've been before. I've been like three times before. I love Disney World. I'm a big fan. But your first experience was in the park during COVID. So I hope you get to go back again when there's no COVID.
Oh yeah. Actually, I'm due in October. I was planning. It just didn't, it seemed a little bit too rushed, but if I could have actually went in 2 weeks, but it was too much of a, like, I knew I was going to be pushing things to get done real quick to make that happen if I would have went in 2 weeks. But I was like, okay, October is already set. I'm already ready to go back.
I mean, dude, once I get my vaccine, and I'll probably be more inclined to do a little more traveling. But
yeah.
So did you get to visit all the parks or just a few of them?
Since I only was able to be there for 5 days total. Mm-hmm. My only 2 days were pretty much the flight and hanging out. So I only got to see Disney World on Magic Kingdom on the first day, on the first full day I was there. Mm-hmm. I went to the beaches in Palm Beach and everything, and then I went to Universal on the third day, and then that fourth day was pretty much pack up, drop off the car, and go back.
Okay, so you didn't get to see like
no, I didn't get to see
Hollywood Studios or okay well again, at least there's more to see when you go back, so you have a better experience. You know, I guess you pick the crown jewel of the park to go to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's similar to one that we have here in a little bit. Yeah. It's bigger, but yeah. Maybe, dude, if we get a chance after I get my vaccine, we could maybe, you and I can go. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun vlog.
That would be cool.
I need a partner in crime to vlog with.
Oh yeah, that would be fun, man.
I'm due for a Disney World trip. So but okay, so you only went to Magic Kingdom. Was there anything? So being your first time at Magic Kingdom, being an annual pass holder designed for so long, what things have you noticed that were different that you noticed? And then I'll kind of maybe jump in and share some things that I've noticed about.
I did hear some pros and cons from people before I left. And some of them, I try not to like listen to them, but some of them were like, yeah, that does. Like, I think I like our Pirates of the Caribbean ride better than in Disneyland than I did over there. Mm-hmm. I liked their Haunted Mansion better than ours.
I hear about that. I hear about that
a lot. It's more darker. It's more, it's not as chipper. Ours is chipper. It's cute, but I think that's what it is. It's cute. So that one was more like, ooh, hey, that's pretty ugly. Yeah. I like that. So it's not sparkly. It's looking very ghoulish and decaying. I like it. Okay. Then I went to the Snow White ride. Was nice. It was fast though. It felt really fast, but it's a kid ride. So so that was pretty. They had the little carousel, Cinderella's carousel. That was nice. I did go and dine at the Be Our Guest.
The Be Our Guest. Yeah, I know the Bell's Dinner or whatever. Yeah,
Bell's. Bell's Restaurant. Very pretty.
They recreate the dance hall, right?
Yeah, the dance hall with the snow and everything. And then there's another section where it's like the extra overflow and everything. So that was very pretty though.
How was dining during COVID?
Dining, they did space a little bit more of their chairs from what I heard, but pretty much it was just like if you were doing indoor dining where, you know, like you can take your mask off while you're eating and you put it back on when you're done. Go ahead.
Oh, I still haven't eaten out since quarantine, dude. I've been eating to like takeout, but I haven't gone to like a restaurant.
Yeah,
but like I said, maybe once I get the vaccine off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead.
It was all taken care of. Like, it was, you know, it was well, you know, like, you know, well spaced. They do have spots to take your mask off.
Yeah, there rest areas. Okay,
rest areas, and they—I think it's Dumbo's, like the big top area where Dumbo is at. Mm-hmm. They made that into a rest area where you can take, you can spaced out tables and everything, and you can take your mask off and sit there and take a breather, relax, probably eat your lunch if you had something on your backpack. But afterwards, as soon as you're you put your mask back on, there's people at different parts of that facility, of that area right there, so you can when you leave, they spray it down.
Okay. Okay.
So that's, they already know you're already, you know, just like at the restaurant, they're already waiting the same way. It's like, gotcha, pretty much same concept.
Okay. Okay.
Rides. I do believe they, like, what was it? Like, they did partition like certain spots. I think in Pirates of the Caribbean, they did have it where one bench was empty, one bench didn't, was not, you know what I mean? So okay, they did space it out. What else? There was Snow White. If you were on there, you kept your group. And if not, that was it. You know, if you were only one, you got to go in one train by yourself, and then the other one was there. Or unless there was enough space, you know, like to fit another person, then yeah.
How often were the rides? Cleaned? Like, were they cleaned after every person or every other person?
Cleaned. Or? I would say, like, I'm not sure if it was after every two runs, but I do recall, like, they were keeping tabs with counters, and they were trying, as soon as they went in, they had somebody run in and wipe it down real quick with their rags and everything. But that was as far as it went, because they couldn't stop the ride so too much.
Okay. And I've also heard that, like, before the ride, you're given hand sanitizer, and after the ride, you're given hand sanitizer. Yeah. Is that correct?
The stations before you ride everywhere.
Okay. But like really right before the ride and then after the ride, right?
Like how Disney said that they would have trash cans everywhere so you would not see litter on the floor. There was sanitizing stations all over so you can sanitize your hands.
Because Disney is technically one of the, like, they're very prideful about being one of the
cleanest
places you could be. Because I think the theory is every 2 minutes trash will be picked up. So you could drop a wrapper on Main Street, somewhere on Main Street, within 2 minutes it'll be swept.
It'll be picked up.
I've never tested the theory. I think if I go back, I want to test the theory. But yeah, that's what could that's what's supposed to happen. But yeah, even now, to like the 11th level now, because like of COVID, and I've seen it. I went to Downtown Disney, but I also got to work in Knott's for some of their events, and Knott's too.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've been on it about wiping things down. Like, you just have like maybe four people within like a dining zone, and they're just watching tables. It's almost like watching like the ball boy of a tennis game, just kind of watching the game. Like, okay, it's when he runs over, you know. I really trust Disney. I really trust Knott's. I haven't seen Universal in action yet. I've been to City Walk, you know, but City Walk, it's not really hard. It's not hard to, like, everyone's wearing masks outside and stuff, but like no one's in the park having fun, so it's hard to gauge that. But yeah, you went to Universal Park as well. Let's.
I went to Universal. Yeah,
Before we go to Universal, is there any other things you want to share about like the differences between Magic Kingdom and Disneyland?
There was that. They still had their older rides. Still, like, I think it was where we have the launch bay with the Star Wars stuff, and they're selling like the extra like tunics and everything on in Tomorrowland. That's still having their like, it's sort of like the, what was that ride called again?
Well, they don't have Star Tours or Galaxy Edge at Magic Kingdom. That is at the Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know how we have Launch Bay on at that Tomorrowland area, dome area?
Oh, yeah. The Buzz Lightyear. Oh, no, it's a Tomorrowland Terrace restaurant, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where I got to DJ in 2019.
Yeah.
Nice. Shout out to my one time getting to DJ at
that was cool.
It was a dream. I was hoping to do more.
But, I know. Yeah. You said that. I was like, are you serious? You're in the D2? That's pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Dude. Like, that was, I've always been a local kid. You know, I've been going to the parks as a kid. I used to go to that dance floor to dance with girls and stuff. So it's kind of cool that I got to DJ there.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And like, honestly, like, I was very touched on how many people were like, that's awesome. Because like, a lot of times I post things like, I mean, dude, no one really cares. But like, when it was like Tomorrowland Terrace, like, oh my God, that's cool guitar. Like, oh, thank you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, when you hit that, I was like, man, that's pretty cool. That's really nice.
But I didn't get to rise. I wanted to rise with the stage, but I didn't get a chance. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
But so yeah, they're tomorrow. So if I remember right, they still have a people mover. Did you get to ride a people mover? Did you ride it?
You know what? No, I didn't get a chance to ride that one. I wanted to.
Dude, that's like the ride that every Disney nerd loves to ride.
It was down. It was down. That was why I could not go on there. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. There was one reason why we were excited about going to Tomorrowland. That was it. And that people was why. Mover. And that was, it was shut down.
Do you remember the people mover back in the day?
I do. I was able to ride it once. Rides? I think I was very, very young, like very young, okay. But I remembered it all the way through. And then I remember I would see, the old, I think there's the X-Wing fighter that's in, the Starcade or whatever it's called right there, where they sell get off a Star Tour.
Yeah, yeah, it was a Starcade. Now it's in Star Trader. So they moved it. Yeah.
Right. Well, it was. I mean, I remember I used to see that when you were on the People Mover.
Yeah.
You would be able to see that on the way out and everything. And then that was like, that's so cool. And I remembered that. That was like my biggest memory of it.
And they had like a little Tron part of the ride too. Mm-hmm. Dude, I know that the People Mover is probably the one the most like oldest type of like ride systems. It's just a really dolly train. That's all it is. But it's one of those rides where like there was a time when Tomorrowland had like this like futurism type of theme. It wasn't just like sci-fi fantasy. It was like, look at the world of tomorrow. You know, that was the theme of it. So that ride, the reason the ride's cool is because one, you get a tour of Tomorrowland. Two, you constantly see it moving in the park. So like the 1960s vision of Tomorrowland was to be a world of motion. So like you all like on the go. So when you look at Tomorrowland, it's always moving. You always see the people movers. You always see the rocket spinning. You see the monorail going by. So like that's part of the theme of the 60s Tomorrowland. It was a world of motion. You saw Utopia, you know, like the world was on a go. We're not staying at farms. We're moving, you know. That was one of those things where I miss of our Tomorrowland. I feel like our Tomorrowlands, all the Tomorrowlands are dying. Let's be very clear about all the, because we're just, technology is just moving so fast. But People Mover is one of those rides that I love from my childhood, and like the ride that I look forward to going back on when I go in Magic Kingdom, because they have it's not like our People Mover, but they have a People Mover that's very similar. So next time, hopefully maybe you and I can go on it. I can explain how awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. I want to try that out. At least get that right out of the way, because I mean that was one I did miss on that one.
Did you go on their Buzz Lightyear or their Space Mountain?
Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, I was able to get on that one.
It's annoying, right? They have the Mark Ones where the guns are stuck to the ride.
Yeah.
It's like, what? How do I get the shot? Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whatever, sure. It was fun though. It was cute. I mean, it was pretty fun.
There's no, look, I'm not saying one's better than the other. They're all just different because they're designed differently, you know?
Yeah.
But there's some rides that, you know, like you said, are they're Haunted Mansion. Because I list a lot of debates between both parks. I've been to both parks. I am partial to Disneyland because I grew up there. But a lot of people are like, oh yeah, our Pirates is better because it tells the story better. Our Space Mountain is better because it has the speakers and it's a better ride. Heard their Haunted Mansion are great. Heard their Splash is really great. I haven't gone on their Splash yet, but their Space Mountain. Did you go on their Space Mountain?
Space Mountain was really cool.
But it's toboggan style, right?
Yeah,
it's weird, right?
Yeah, it was really weird. I was like, whoa. But it was good though. It was fun. I was like, it was something new. Like I was like, oh shoot.
I think their Space Mountain's closer to like our Matterhorn in style.
Yeah.
You know? Because you don't get the speakers, and I feel like the speakers are it's a game changer in terms of our Space Mountain, you know.
Yeah,
But and then did you get? They used to have submarines, which aren't there anymore. I think they have a Indy Speed, not Utopia, yeah, but a raceway.
It's a raceway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you don't. They don't have New Orleans Square. They have Liberty Square. So it's like colonial themed, you know. And that's where the Haunted Mansion is. It's more colonial themed than it is like Southern themed, which is what ours is.
Yeah.
So it's weird, right? Yeah. When you go to, this isn't right. Yeah, yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah. I love going to Disney World just because the fact that it is like it's like an alternative universe. We were like, this isn't right. You know, like, am I the upside down?
That's true. That is true.
I heard their Jungle Cruise is much better than ours. That's
yeah.
Because there is a dark ride moment where like you're in a dark area and stuff. So
it was they called it, what was it? I think it was during, since it was Christmas, they still had the Jingle Cruise. So
okay,
yeah, so they had that on. I do have to admit it was different from like, okay, you know how our vibe of going to Disneyland, everybody sort of dappers out there or sort of like does bounding or some sort of
or at least more, yeah, yeah. I feel like Disneyland is like it's. But since like the social media boom of like the 2000s, it's become a place not only, you know, for people to have like family and stuff, it's become a social gathering spot of like influencers and Instagrammers, you know, like there's so many great backdrops and things to take pictures and like lots of food to take pictures of, lots of things to, and that's partially why I started to vlog again, because like, okay, I know I have content now. I can go to Disneyland. There's something new every week, you know? But yeah, I heard it's a different scene out there. I heard like bounding isn't as big there as it is here.
No.
Yeah. Cause like it's too hot, right?
Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was, I think they're, because of the demographic of it being more outside tourism than it is interior tourism. Cause I do know a few friends who live there and they're telling me that they do try to do as much bounding as possible. But since it's only a small handful of them, that they don't get a good turnout compared to like
really
here, it's so huge here.
We got and that's the thing I love about Disneyland too. There's such a big community of just nerds and people that love Disney and stuff. I used to be very like anti that for a while, but I just after a while I just accepted it because like I'm just as dorky as a person is, so like I just embrace it now.
Hey, so thank you so much for watching this episode of Unplugged. Don't forget, you can also listen Unplugged on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Just type in Unplugged Guitar Marcus. It should pop up anywhere, really. And hey, when you see that little link for a Linktree, click on it. It has other places to find me, like on Instagram, as well as Facebook, and my merch on TeePublic. So check that out too, guys. But thank you so much for watching this part of Unplugged. Hang tight. We're going to have the next episode in a few days. Thanks for watching, guys. Be safe, be kind, be you. Peace.